T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
And a good Tuesday morning from the 1010 Winds newsroom. I'm Lee Harris. We have John Montone out in the field this morning. Glenn Shuck once again filling in for Bridget Quinn, so he won't be joining us. Well, there are all kinds of ads up in the subway system explaining how it's not nice to be a fare evader, but it's like people are ignoring these ads or something because fare evasion is actually up despite these very well thought out ads and some other anti-fare evasion measures that have been taken. 1010 Winds newsman John Montone exploring this phenomenon live from Midtown this morning. John?
Yeah, and Lee, these days there are a lot more cops assigned to the fare beating beat. Yet the fare beaters continue to beat the system. $300 million is the estimate by the MTA, and station agent Nelson tells me.
Mostly there are young people, so I see they just jumping over it. And every decent people, they always swipe their car and pay. So you gotta teach those young kids that they need to swipe in, not just jump over it.
See, that's what those ads in the subway are about, to teach people that they have to pay when they go on the subway, or the bus for that matter.
Yeah, you would think so. The Wall Street Journal today is quoting some MTA executives who are blaming this on a citywide culture that accepts people getting free rides. I was talking to a blue-collar guy named Stan, waiting for his train back to Brooklyn, and he's not buying that. He says, you know, if they can get away with it, they will. I was talking to one frequent fare beater, this young lady. So how often do you think you get on for free?
About 8 times out of the week, 8 times out of the day, depends, 8 out of 10.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you're a frequent violator.
No.
No. I guess you could do it more times per week if you had to, but 8 sounds like a lot.
Yeah, you would think that's a frequent violator. In any case, Nelson, the station agent we heard from a little earlier, says despite the bad behavior of some, he still has a lot of faith in the goodness and the honesty of New York. If you're down on the platform and you see people early in the morning in all sorts of weather going to and from their jobs, I think you'd have to agree with Nelson.
Yes, I would say that his faith and 275 will get you on the subway. All right, John Montone, live in Midtown this morning. On a related note, the Transit Workers Union is running a photo contest. Nelson Rodriguez of Local 100 wants riders to send in pictures of the dirtiest, filthiest, most disgusting subway cars they can find. Top entries will be shared with the MTA.
Since they're not listening to the union, maybe they'll hear from the riding public. The riding public should not be subjected to ride trains in these conditions.
Which he says were brought on in part by the cutting of 79 cleaner positions. This rider says it's getting pretty bad and just sitting down is risky business.
When I go home, I wash the pants that I sat on the train with, or I just don't sit at all.
Some of the photos are already up and they're pretty disgusting. The one with the most likes by November 30th wins a $500 prize. A federal jury has awarded $1.75 million to Louis Falcone, who claimed that cops used anti-gay slurs when they beat him outside his home on Staten Island. The trouble started when his mother called 911 because Falcone was fighting with his brother. He claims that cops yanked him out of the house, punched him, and stomped him, causing him to suffer a broken nose and spinal injuries. He was not charged in the incident. City lawyers note that the jury did not make a finding regarding the alleged anti-gay slurs. The NYPD won't say if the arresting officers were disciplined, but two of them are now retired. There's been an arrest in that sexual assault on the Rutgers-Livingston campus, the one we told you about yesterday. A student was sleeping in a dorm room and woke up to find that she was being assaulted. The suspect is 17 years old. Cops are not releasing his name because of his age. He has been charged with aggravated criminal sexual contact. Sammy the Bull Gravano has been keeping a low profile for obvious reasons, but in his first video interview since 1997, he says he once plotted out the murder of John Gotti because Gotti wanted him to be the sacrificial lamb for the feds. These things do take some planning, and sometimes you can't just leave it at the main target, as Sammy explained it to some YouTube interviewer. It's like, where are we going to kill him? Who's going to drive him? Who else do I have to kill? His brother, his son, this one, that one. He said it eventually got up to 14 or 15 people on the list of people to kill, so he tore it up and flushed it. Sammy, of course, settled for ratting out Gotti, who died of natural causes in prison in 2002. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.